News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as the mornings get darker and colder, the temptation to hit the snooze button and stay in bed for an extra 10 minutes becomes ever more appealing. But is the snooze button a good idea? Tom Coleman, health scientist and sleep coach, joins us. Tom, I'm going to confess to you, I am a dill for the snooze button. Am I getting it wrong?
Aren't we all, Ciara? I mean, so many people do hit the snooze button. I'd say it's about how many times you hit it.
Two, maybe three, depending.
Okay. Well, I mean, if we're struggling to get up, if it's really difficult to get up, aside from doing the whole millennial falcon thing that your brother's on to get you up and going, it might be a suggestion that you need to get to bed a little bit earlier. And you're shooting yourself in the foot if you hit the snooze button too many times. Instead, I would say set what I call a kind of reverse snooze button. If you're looking at the 90-minute sleep cycles and you're continually waking yourself up and falling back asleep again, that's detrimental to sleep and rest.
Okay. So I'm getting like 5 minutes and then 5 minutes and 5 minutes. It is rubbish sleep. I completely agree with you. But it seems to ease me into getting up, whereas an abrupt alarm, I don't seem ready, willing or able to react to it.
Yeah, it's about how we wake up, really. I mean, that's where maybe a different method of the light alarms might be a more gentle way, because that sound, that, you know, that horrible alarm sound. Now, if your snooze is 5 minutes, I mean, I'm not going to give you a hard time over that once or twice, because you're not losing out on much, or you're not going to elevate your cortisol levels that much with that kind of, little 5 minutes naps.
You're giving me a kind of a yellow card, not a red card. Tell me about this reverse snooze button that you do the night before.
So if I have to get up at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. and I want my 7.5 hours, that means I should be asleep at 10:30, right?
Okay.
So what I need to do then is figure out how long it takes me to unwind and fall asleep. So if I need to be asleep at 10:30, maybe I need to be in bed at 10, maybe I need to be off the phone at 9:30. So I set an alarm for 9:30 to remind myself.
So you set alarms the night before about go to sleep, it's time to go to sleep. No, go to sleep right now. Turn off your phone. This is a very good idea.
So many people think they have sleep issues, but they don't. They have boundary issues. So it's just a reminder, because it's so easy to scroll and people think they're relaxing, but they're not. They're mistaking comfort for relaxation. You know, they're just scrolling and that.
I am genuinely going to try this, Tom, because you know, we get up bright and early and we do sound bushy tailed by the time we're on air and all of that. But certainly when I wake up first, I'm a bit of a zombie, but I'm going to try the reverse sleep. But thank you as ever for your top tips. That is Tom Coleman there, health scientist and sleep coach. Jonna, would you try that?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.